This episode of SideQuest is sponsored by Over the Moon Shirts, offering incredible soft tees with unique designs. Get 22% off when you use the promo code SideQuest when you check out. I'm Chris.
And I'm Michael Sharks, your host. And this is SideQuest.
Go.
Oh, sorry. So, to prerequisite this, because I thought, like...
So the last episode we actually had headphones for everyone.
And so we could hear what was going on. So I thought there was music playing because Chris was like bouncing his head. So I was like, okay, don't talk yet. You know, like, and plus like...
No, that was the signal to go.
Plus like Worlds was first, last podcast. Yeah. But in the script we have a little bit further down. So I have like, we have something else to listen to for the first one.
Who am I?
I'm giving a prerequisite to the viewers. No one cares about you at the moment.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So things are confusing. So I was trying to figure out what we were doing and what we needed to get to first.
Yeah.
But yes, because people apparently are attention grabbing people over here. Yes.
Okay.
That's I'm not joined that by Seth. The less than dynamic duo.
We're Seth not a duo.
And I'm about to finish what I was saying. The you want me to introduce you or not?
Fine, do it.
The less than dynamic duo. Seth and Anthony Silvio. See how you have the same last name? It makes you a duo, so
no,
I can say it out better.
No. I have been...
By the way, if this is your first time listening to SideQuest, what do we do, Michael?
Oh, we talk about the ins and outs of the video game world. I was so confused, because I was like, if you're... Because when you hear, like, oh, this is the first time... If you're, this is your...
Okay,
first time listening to SideQuest, I was thinking, like, oh, go and support us on iTunes and Anchor. So I was like, what do we do? We go and pay us.
We have no lives.
By the way, if you don't want to miss out on all of this unorganized craziness, don't forget to subscribe on Pocket Cast, Spotify. Yes, we're on Spotify.
I saw that. I was listening
and
to Spotify.
And you can help us poor, broke people with a small monthly donation through Anchor.
You know, just so obviously the viewers can't see this, but we've kind of written out kind of what we want to talk about on this. And Seth, where are all the title topics? Question mark exclamation.
No, I did that.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you just
video really... game streaming?
Yeah, that's entirely his doing.
Wait,
you
guys have seen it? Yeah, it should be.
Also, it looks a video... lot.
This one's wider by like three times. Of course.
Yeah, he's looking at it on the iPad. So we're talking about video game streaming. I'm going to let Seth talk about the first one on here.
Oh, hey, what's up? My name is Seth.
You've already been introduced.
You've already been introduced.
Thank you, Seth. Okay. So we're talking about video game streaming. All right, cool. So I was doing a little bit of research on this. I've been hearing rumors about it, and I finally figured, you know what? We need a topic for a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why I'm gonna say that. No. You're passionate about it. You didn't need to do this. You wanted to do this. You
felt the God given need.
To be honest,
God
I'm
said
actually...
to you, Seth, do my bidding and research about video game streaming.
It shall be done, my lord.
So there's multiple accounts of this, right?
There's two different things that are going on that were announced relatively close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, Google announced this. I didn't find exactly when they announced it, but it was somewhat recently.
Mm-hmm.
They announced their Project Stream, and it's basically just like if you were to stream a movie on your laptop or something like that. You basically are streaming a game through your web browser. And
my only concern is the wait time and the loading.
Yeah, and that's what they were concerned about too, is they've got to get the latency down really low. And just to be able to do, you have to have at least 25 megabit per second internet speeds.
Which most people usually
do. Yeah, exactly. That's relatively available in most
megabyte. And I was like, whoa. No.
So... with that, they actually, in order to do the beta test, they worked with Ubisoft to get Assassin's Creed Odyssey day one on Project Stream for
the
beta testers.
Why we're talking about, I just have a whole like sandwich in my mouth.
How rude.
As we're talking about Assassin's Creed Odyssey, I heard that they're back in the game pretty much because they're getting a lot of downloads on Steam. With this, and a lot of people are actually loving this. I've seen
some gameplay of it. It looks Like, it looks like it's a lot of fun, but I've also seen a lot of gameplay that shows all the bugs, which,
well,
it's a Ubisoft game, so that's to be expected.
That's normal, too. Yeah, and it's released.
Yeah. But
that's just maintenance.
I'm kind of excited to see the results of the beta test. Mm-hmm. I've not, like, I signed up for it myself, but I didn't get any response, so I'm probably not going to get to try it out myself.
They didn't want you.
Yeah, I think since the beta test is already going on and you're not in it, that probably means you didn't get it set.
I mean, they still had signups going 2 days after it started.
Like,
so
it's like you didn't get asked to like prom or something. It's like the day after prom. You're probably not going to get asked.
Try again next year, bud.
What's this tux for?
Now you could just sit out in the rain with the tux. That's a depressing business.
Listening to sad music.
And so, there's other two accounts, correct?
Well, that's the only thing
that
we've got.
I don't think you even meant
I'm not mentioning the next part yet. So that's the Google stuff, basically.
Yeah.
So, literally just a few days ago, like, on the 8th.
What day is it?
Today's the 12th, so it's 4 days ago.
4 days ago.
I'm making sure the viewers
know. Okay, so 4 days ago. Shut up.
I know what day it is.
Microsoft announced their own project that's almost the same thing. It's Project X Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same kind of idea. It's streaming games over the network. Mm-hmm. The difference is that while Google is primarily focusing on being able to stream it through the web browser, Microsoft is aiming to be able to stream it through literally whatever you want. So they're aiming to be able to stream a game on mobile phone. They want to do it on
watch.
Your computer.
Apple Watch.
If you have a smart enough watch, maybe. I don't know.
Kind of was like playing Call of Duty. He's like...
just like sitting here tapping on your watch. Somebody's like, what is he doing on that watch?
Your boss works and he's like... Sylvia, what are you doing? Like, oh, nothing, sir.
just checking the time.
It's not working.
Just like he turns out, shocked, like, die.
No! My kill streak.
And he's like, what was that?
No, my spreadsheet.
They just start their
my
own spreadsheet. Conversation.
My spreadsheet.
Michael just staying quiet the whole time.
He's studying up for the next part.
No, that's, yeah. Two segments away.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no.
For him, it's the next
set. Hurry up.
I feel like if I engage with them, I lose a brain cell.
You're probably right.
You know, I'm actually getting lightheaded. You mentioned
you're
it.
Just like, yeah, because
you... You know, I used to be a straight-A student, and I started talking to Seth.
Boy! Phil's about to go to sleep.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay. So,
Microsoft.
The one big thing that's different, like, testing-wise, though, while Google's in their beta testing right now, Microsoft has only done in-house testing. They've not done any kind of publicly available tests yet, mm-hmm. and they actually do not have any of them planned yet until next year would be the soonest. They've said, I believe in the post they said that it was going to be, I believe early next year
mm-hmm.
would be the first tests publicly available, but they've been working on trying to get the infrastructure set up for it in order to be able to support that. I will say they have tested all of the like programs that they need for it, so they've already tested streaming it in-house with the app mm-hmm. for the phone, as well as streaming it on a computer or whatever other various devices that they're doing it on.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not doing public testing yet. But I'm really excited about all this stuff.
I know. We know.
Yeah, you've been talking about it for like 20 minutes.
It's been like 15 minutes.
No, it hasn't even been that long.
Really?
It's probably been like 5 minutes.
I'm just giving you a hard time, Seth.
Oh, man.
You've heard of dog years, Anthony years. Everything's about 3 times as fast.
I'm going to be dead so quick.
Oh,
man. But no, okay, so between just the fact that both companies have kind of announced
what?
This type
okay,
of thing.
Okay, I have a question.
What?
Why does it say between these three?
Yeah,
because initially I put PlayStation before that.
Oh, okay. But that's its own segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ignore
come
that.
On, Seth. Shut up. Be a better script writer.
I didn't write the script.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you did. I just copied everything.
Oh.
What you put.
I didn't write the script. Except you did. I just moved it to a different page.
I just put it in the right order.
I just
I'm not taking credit for that.
I just put the template on. I just put it through
it's
the
like, I don't want my name on
it's
this.
The,
You're trying to get Chris for plagiarism? Is this what you're doing?
Dude, if our boss gets got for plagiarism, who's going to be the boss?
Michael, put that hand down.
Put your hand down.
Obviously going to be...
I keep forgetting, like, I've got to do things audibly and not, like...
Like,
well, you can just always paint the picture if someone just says, put your hand down.
Exactly.
Obviously, if anyone's going to be the new boss, it's me. Thank you.
You're
thank
funny. You weren't even a part of the first episode.
I wasn't home. I was somewhere else.
Tsunami.
Not our fault.
Oh,
well, a tsunami con where there's just a bunch of waves just crashing against
each
other.
No,
oh, yeah.
They all dress in blue and they're just like, oh, let's do the wave.
Actually, I was wearing black the whole time.
Well, that's because you're edgy.
I'm not edgy. Orange, I just like the color.
Black, so you're actually wearing black. Orange.
I was wearing a trench coat.
Oh my goodness.
Say, I told you, edgy.
Anyways.
And okay. That's why I heard on the news that someone was flashing people. But
what?
Goodness gracious.
Do we go on to the?
Well, okay. you were mentioning the.
Before we went way off track. Those two things and how both companies have released information on it relatively close in time, like to each other. I'm really excited to see what is coming to the future of gaming, because this is kind of moving gaming in a direction where video games are more easily accessible and readily available to anybody.
Here's the problem I have with this. Games are already $60. If they're going to get more readily accessible and available, and like, I say unlike all that, but,
keep saying the word like.
I just said that. Thank you for reiterating.
You're welcome.
So these new brand new ways that you can get a hold of it, but it's technically a process that is costing them. Their prices are going to go up.
Yeah.
Which I'm already not okay with $60 and then
well,
DLCs.
The games are not going to go up. So I think that I think the difference in that is the game's not going to go up. I feel like if you want to have that service, you're going to have to pay more.
Which is it?
Or, you know, like with Xbox Live, you pay $10 a month.
It's
depending.
It's the same thing for PlayStation. Now.
Yeah.
You actually have to pay for Plus
so,
to be online.
Yeah.
What I think they're probably going to do in order to do this.
Well,
because
then I'm also worried about if it's streaming, do they need to buy multiple copies? That would hurt the.
I think the way they're going to do this, they're going to try to
it's
run
like
this.
Like we say.
Like, are they.
Shut up. I'm trying to understand.
You cut him off, and I saw his head, like, pound. Like, so
but,
I was like, this is the perfect
time. Can I just say one thing?
No.
If you can't tell, if it's not evident through you're joining us for the first time and don't really know us from anywhere else. Anthony is our local punching bag.
Yep.
He's here for some kind of
insight.
Please
don't hit yourself.
There's
no workers' comp.
He's here for some insight, but really because we need an intern of some kind.
I'm not an intern. I'm only 1 year younger.
He's a permanent intern. He's been here the whole time, but he's only ever been the intern.
I work harder than you do.
That's because
true.
You're the intern. You're supposed to. I get to be lazy. Go get me coffee.
You don't like coffee, and that's
get
not...
Get it for me anyways. I'm going to end up giving it to you, but get it for me.
Oh, thanks, guy. Here, guy.
I can drink it. I hate this. Here.
It's a disgusting latte.
It's like, thank you, sir.
All right. I'm going to move on to our next topic.
No, hang on. Okay.
Nope. I'm already...
We need...
Bye, Seth.
It needs to be in a much better pattern than it was last time. Because you got to realize...
Three times.
Okay. But you also have to realize Worlds was like 20 minutes last time. It's probably going to be 20 minutes again.
It might be 30 minutes.
So, our next... You can just... If people want to ask you questions, they can just talk to you in the
no touch.
Don't touch the soundboard.
Again, people can't see this, but Chris has got his laptop. I didn't even know his laptop could do this.
Yeah,
it's Pro. I think.
No, it's not.
No,
it's a Sony Vaio.
Well, it does the same thing. It does
but,
the same thing.
So it gets put down. Like no, we didn't
like
see
a tablet.
Like a tablet. Like we didn't see that last time. He had it. Like I only see.
Well,
it
I didn't see it last
so, like,
time.
So now he's put it down, and now it's more readily available for everyone. And I was moving across, I was like, I'm going to touch it. And Chris is just like, no.
So, our next topic is actually going to be PlayStation 5 and how... So did they announce it?
So it's not an official announcement.
Yeah.
But in an interview, I believe it was an interview with Financial Times, the president and CEO. Are you okay there?
What was his name again, Seth?
Kenichiro Yoshida.
Oh, he actually did pretty good.
Yoshida.
He's the anime weeb out of anybody who's going to be able to say it.
It'd be me, thank you. I have studied Japanese.
Okay, just because you study Japanese, I still consider him the weeb.
Watching anime, studying Japanese.
Anthony, there's a difference between weeb and somebody who actually is
otaku. Otaku.
You guys can go fight in the street, Naruto style, after this, but let's...
Okay, so...
See Naruto.
This is actually true. But Hiro off is better.
Okay, don't care.
Okay, so... He, in an interview with Financial Times, said that a next-generation system is in the works. He did not confirm that it was going to be PlayStation 5. Usually means it's 6 years from now. But he basically said that a next generation of console is going to be necessary.
I think we're still trying to get used to the current ones.
Chris and I are still trying to get a PS4.
Yeah, yeah, like, I'm still trying to get one myself, or the Switch. It's like... I just have my computer, and I love the computer.
Yeah,
there's so many exclusives.
I felt like that was like the... like,
I don't have five...
I love my computer. I would never leave it. Like, the computer's like over there.
You see the computer just coming around the corner going,
just Big Brother is watching you.
It just slowly starts to tilt back in.
Seth, don't you know, I am Big Brother.
I'm the big brother here.
Okay.
No.
All right. You can.
I'm starting to realize why Anthony wasn't a part of the first episode.
Just because I saved.
Anyway, so lots of next generation. Stuff.
Yeah. So they are officially working on the next generation of console. Mm-hmm. That does not necessarily mean that it will be PlayStation 5, but I mean, considering they've not exactly strayed from that in the past, I doubt it's going to go anywhere else.
I feel like they might.
They might.
I think it's just it's, or they might just.
Maybe they just won't make it.
It's not okay. Okay.
You're just losing it.
Yeah, I am losing it. No, you know, or they could just throw out an Xbox move or a Microsoft move and go. Yeah,
Project Scorpio,
Xbox One.
No, it's not like they're gonna get ahead of the game. They're gonna release Xbox 2 before Xbox can make.
Yeah, and then you get to the point where you're just like. When you talk about the original Xbox, the one before Xbox, the original Xbox, you go, the Xbox... Xbox One.
Classic, I believe it's what it's called.
Well, when we were working at GameStop, I think you noticed that most people call it X-Bone. X-Bone. I'm being serious, X-Bone.
Yeah, I'd like to buy an X-Bone.
Well, no. When they come up, they just say an Xbox One, but like all the workers or the co-workers or employees Okay, I almost said Cox. Of GameStop.
Cox communicated and her.
Shut up.
Guys, it's Chris.
So, no. That's another reason. It's another reason I'm your host, of course. But like, it's another reason why I'm not talking that much. I've recently started the
job.
Because
we're your guests?
Do you want to be around for episode 3?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Recently I've started the new job and I've been working at the same job Chris has. And they've just shoveled information down my throat. And I've been trying to keep up with it. So I was kind of like, I come home exhausted and I'm just like, I can't even look at video games. So I was like, hey guys, could you do the script? And I'm not saying these aren't great topics. I just don't agree with most of them. But Seth and Anthony.
Seth is kind of crazy about.
Yeah. I was just doing research and this is what I found. Like, this was the most relevant recent.
He sounded very disappointed in himself. Don't put that there.
Don't put it.
Don't even take. Just leave it there. Don't even explain.
No.
That's too far.
I'm sorry.
So yeah, but I do want to say I do. Compared to the last podcast we did, this is a lot more work kind of set than the last one. So I'm hoping it
keeps
up.
Proud of you.
I'm not.
At least I got one person's appreciation.
You know what would be funny for PlayStation 5? It's modular, and you can replace any of the parts in it when they don't work. You want to upgrade.
Oh man, it almost sounds like a PC.
What?
I'm sorry. Pretty, I'm like,
man, you guys are just...
I'm going to take it a little bit
I'm not topic. Even going to say the I'm word.
It's going to be on topic, but it's going to be on topic, but off topic. So obviously, with the new Xbox, we have the Xbox.
Off topic? Isn't that a show?
Shut up.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Anthony, are you going to want to be around?
I think I'm
going to
get a shock collar for like anytime he like starts talking. Like, and it's not, it's like someone's okay. talking and he interrupts. I'm
so
just going
to
shock him.
So you said you wanted
him.
To be for episode 3, right? Do you even want to be here for the rest of this episode?
Yes.
Stop interrupting.
But I'm being funny.
No, you're not.
Yes. That drawing I made, you guys haven't seen it yet. It fits
Sorry,
perfectly.
It's
it fits
perfect,
perfectly. Yeah. yeah.
Wait. It is. So, I'm not the one with the short hair, am I?
No. So
yes, you are.
Every, obviously,
he's the bald one.
Oh wait. No. Okay. I think I know.
Sorry.
It's Chris's fault. It's his fault.
So, when the Xbox One came out, people were trying to figure out what it was going to be called.
Yeah.
Some people had thoughts of it being Xbox 720 or whatever it was
going to
be.
I knew it wasn't going to be that, but...
People were talking. People were speculating. So, obviously, some people can go and say PlayStation 5, right?
Yeah.
What do you think would be an interesting name at the end of that, PlayStation... For it to not be, it's just the next PlayStation, and it be kind of significant.
That's a good question. If I guess it, Sony
well,
has
we
to
got,
pay
we
me.
We got video proof, so I mean, like,
video,
if you no guess
boy.
It, you get to be like, it was me!
I was the one who was
I'm going to try to find some rumors real fast.
So, not even with rumors, like, with your own head, what you would like for it to be.
I don't know.
I didn't mean to stump you this hard.
Can it be PlayStation?
It could be a word.
PlayStation Dragon. To compare
nice.
It to the Scorpio.
PlayStation Vitality.
PlayStation. We've got Scorpio. PlayStation Cancer. Wait a minute, guys. I didn't think this
was. Guys.
Or no, PlayStation Sub-Zero.
Okay.
Release title is Mortal Kombat 6.
Yep.
Even though there's like 10 of them now.
So, saying Sub-Zero.
I was kidding.
We can't stay here forever.
I'm seriously thinking.
PlayStation
I don't,
okay. Aries.
You know, I was almost about to say something like that. I was saying like PlayStation Air, and it would actually be a very thin, because if they're doing the streaming thing, they're probably going to get away. They're trying to go away with the whole hardware. As much, I read on Reddit, as much as people... Oh my god! Hold on. What happened here? Oh, my screen went black. I was like,
"It's been black for about 2 hours now."
Shut up.
Are we still recording?
We are. On Reddit, a lot of people are saying they don't want it to go to full like streaming. As much as you're very happy about
okay.
that, I personally don't like the fact. This is one of my biggest pet peeves with the new hardware. Is like you buy the game, you have the hardware, then it downloads onto your
system.
Hardware, but you can't play the game without the CD. It's like, why the heck are you downloading it on there? It's like, now you're taking up space, and I could just download...
What happened to
download
the old days?
Download a content!
What happened to the old days? You just put it in, and it's like, I'll play the game
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, I was talking to Kelsey, my wife, and I picked up the memory card, because we couldn't find it for the PlayStation 2, and I'm looking at it, it's 4 millibytes.
Yeah, megabytes.
Megabytes. And I'm going, this is all you needed. And yeah, now you're going to pull one out too.
8 megabytes.
8 megabytes. So, I was reading yesterday that Activision said for the first day one update for Black Ops 4, it's going to be 50 gigs. So you need 112 mm-hmm. gigs.
Yeah, last night I was at a friend's house.
I was like, why?
Yeah, so you're basically going to need like
it's all those
13 of those.
Yeah, I know. But it says it's not going to use all of that. It just needs it for the space.
For assets.
Yeah.
Because that blackout map is gigantic.
I know.
It has like 10 different maps of Call of Duty
so
inside
said,
of it.
So you said PlayStation Ares.
I actually wanted to say Vitality.
Okay. That's your final answer. You
final
know?
Answer, it's PlayStation Vitality.
See, what's actually going to happen is it's going to be PlayStation is going to announce the PS5, and it's going to be just them announcing Microsoft's cloud thing. It's just going to be the PS Cloud.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's going to be just like the little Steam link where you just plug it in, and it's like...
Yeah.
So that's your answer, like PlayStation Cloud?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I'm saying like PlayStation Air, but almost the same thing as what you're saying, is that it's all going to be streaming.
It's all going to be cloud-based.
Am I going to be happy with that? No. Is anyone going to be happy with that? No. Yeah.
At that point, it's like, well, why am I buying this?
Might as well just download the...
I just spent $500 on a paperweight that plays PlayStation games.
See, the thing is, I'm not going to say PlayStation Cloud, because I think that's going to be, in a way, the program on the console.
Or it could be an operating system. Or it could be an added service. Or like for $10 more, you can stream as many games as you want.
So that's what I was going to say earlier, was that the streaming game stuff is going to be like a Netflix like subscription service. You pay to be able to play whatever game.
So I'm not going to consider that like the PlayStation 5, but I'm thinking... I want to say... Because it goes along there. Like, you could probably guess something, but it'll probably be more the program than it would be like the thing. So like... he made direct eye contact with me while he laid down. Like, yeah, I know it's making sound.
That's right.
You know what I would love? I know they're not going to do it. I hear it was like this big hum for a second.
What do you hear?
Yeah, I don't know. I would love it if it started up and did the play. It did the Sony startup.
Oh yeah.
Just like that really loud sound.
Like THX loud? Or?
No. Like,
so hey, question. So, does this platform run Anchor? Correct? Or where were we last time?
So, we publish it on Anchor, and then they publish it everywhere else. The fastest way you can watch it is going to be on Pocket Cast because it gets right away. Spotify, it takes a day, so it's like
don't show up till tomorrow.
Yeah. But the more we upload, the faster it shows.
Do some of these places have places where they can comment?
Yeah, I'd like to see, all of them. Yeah, all of them can comment.
I'd like to see other people's, like, what do you think they're going to do? I'm more like, they're probably going to take 5 a little bit too seriously, and they're going to be like, no, PlayStation 500. You
know, I can see them doing that. And then, like, then...
You got the PlayStation 1, you got the PlayStation 2.
What's that racing game that's only on...
Forza?
Yeah. Like, not Forza. No.
I got the ones only on PlayStation or on Xbox.
Yeah.
On PlayStation?
Need for Speed?
No.
What?
It's,
Underground?
I can't think of it.
No, Need for Speed game.
Grand Torino or Transmitter? Transmitter?
Thank you, Mike.
It's, you know what I'm talking about. It's,
I do, but I can't think of what it's called.
Turismo.
Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'd be like a game that says Gran Turismo 500.
I want to change my answer.
Grand PlayStation.
Or no, PS500.
PlayStation Grand, that's a good one.
PlayStation Grand is what mine's going to be. And it comes in gold. It's got a gold chain on it.
All right. So, yeah, that was us touching down about PlayStation 5. Now,
our next topic is actually going to be...
the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, you're going to hear me talk for like the next 20 minutes. But we're going to talk about Little Worlds.
What the heck?
Little Worlds. Why isn't it
playing? Oh, wait. Just 1 second.
Are you okay over there?
I'm gonna play this. I'm dedicated now.
This coffee is
while
nice
we're waiting.
Better.
So, I believe we just watched. What is it? Group 4 or day 4?
Day 3. It was day 3.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I don't.
Believe I was it. Just looking, Seth. It was day 3.
It was day 3.
Yeah,
day
3 we are groups. Day 3. So we just finished day 3 of groups. Meaning we're still not even halfway through. Well, some groups might be halfway, or some A group might be halfway through. I think group B is halfway through. So, granted, I want you all to know that this isn't finalized. We're just speculating. So I've got all the different groups and the standings pulled up. And, you know, week one was definitely full of upsets. So in group A, a Freak of Freaks, who was the Korean second seed, most people thought would do a lot better, is actually the bottom of the group with Flash Wolves and... Flash Wolves at the top and Fongu Buffalo and G2 tied at 1-1. So, I believe tomorrow, whoever wins out of that, I believe they're facing
each other. I think Anthony needs to say something.
Can I just say, so far, my picks for this season are not like going well.
Like he's the guy that does fantasy football and he comes in and goes, I'm winning.
The opposite. I'm losing.
I'm still sad because I was telling you to have. I texted Chris the other day and I was like, hey, Chris. I think something interesting for you to do would be to let Kelsey, who has little to no knowledge of league, do your pickups.
Did you actually end up doing that?
It's fine. Maybe next year.
Or for the
donation page.
Yeah, but that's not as, like, that's like, the groups are the hardest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is true.
Because you don't know how that's going to turn out.
That could go anyway.
Yeah, like knockouts, you're like, this is the stronger team, this is the stronger team.
It's like, they've won here, 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 and here. They're probably going to win.
But, so, that's Group A. I've really been... I think Freaks really is like disrespected DT by letting Kjarnan have Heimerdinger. He plays Heimerdinger as a bottom lane instead of an ADC. And they did a really interesting tactic, actually. So their jungler, Jankos, started Wolves and was clearing that. And then Kjarnan had Heimerdinger turrets on blue and started leashing that. And then he finished Wolves, came down, grabbed the blue with like little to no ease. And then got to move right on to Gromp. So he got a quicker way of rolling.
Really quick jungle start.
So they really know how to have Kjarnan play Heimerdinger. So you should. That's probably going to be the only time you see him play Kjarnan or him play Heimerdinger during that.
At least this. Because
he's actually got 100% win rate on Heimerdinger.
Can officially retire Heimerdinger.
So that's the kind of thing is like I really enjoyed this meta for Worlds. Is it's not so much of there are meta picks. There's Aatrox and there's Urgot, and you need to ban those or play them. But this feels more like a...
I would always ban them.
You have to be careful, though, because then you're taking two of your first three bans, which means you only got one of the ban to take. Like,
and if someone does good with that...
Like, yeah, you,
if your enemy team has a bunch of power picks, you'd really want to try and probably...
Say someone's good with Aatrox, and you blew it.
Well, I mean, because like watching the play-ins game between Gambit and C9...
The only
Licorice. That's all I've watched so far. All
worlds.
But Licorice was kicking butt with Shin, so it's not like it's the only thing.
It's not that it's the only thing. It's that game probably had them ban it too.
They probably banned Aatrox that game.
Exactly. So you don't have that to respond to the Urgot. Yeah. His normal one, and I'm sure Gambit banned Lissandra, which was his pick towards the Urgot. But so. This meta feels a little bit more refreshing in my mind. I don't know if it was this way for all of the worlds, because worlds were years ago. But this one feels more like you get those two picks out of the way, and then you target that team. Not the strong picks. Don't be like, oh, they've got a strong ADC, so let's take out, you know, the top three ADCs in that role. It's like, what does this ADC play well or better than we do, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, does ban to counter the team you're facing instead of, oh gosh, Chris.
What are you doing over there?
So that's Group A. Group B, first week already had upsets. The Vitality taking a game off of Gen G, and then RNG being heavy favorites, leading it 3-0, didn't lose a game. Everyone else, Gen G, Vitality, and Cloud9 are tied 1-2. So coming into this next week, could be anyone's game to get that second seed. Group C, EDG and KT are dominating with MadLife. No, not MadLife. It's MadTeam. I keep saying MadLife because that's the player. Oh, is that MadLife? You know, like I used to do that a lot with Chris. You get like a hook that was really crazy. I'm like, is that you, MadLife?
MadLife.
I love it when they just think, and I'll mess up on a couple just.
He's got to give us low expectations.
Yeah.
So when he does something amazing, it's really amazing. But so Mad Team and TL, which that's my biggest.
That's how I just deal life.
If Team Liquid lose against Mad Team tomorrow, they're not our hope for an A. Which going into this tournament they were, but now they're being dominated by EDG, KT. So I don't even know if they're gonna get out of groups.
I hope they do. I want to see Double Lift kick some butt and actually get to the.
Except that
stage.
If you've been watching any of his games. He got caught at like level 1, lost like half his health. Because he just wanted to go and check a simple bush without anyone there to help him.
Oh, hi. That sounds a lot like me.
So, like, Len lost half his health, and that's the lane. You can't play aggressive. They get the enemy of the bot lane gets to play aggressive. Like, standing in front of the CS, don't let you get to it, or else you're going to get caught, and then you're going to get traded and then die. So
it's kind of like I was watching C9 versus Gingy today, and there's
the
a team fight.
He's watched.
That's not true. I watched Team Liquid and they faced C9 and before they got into Worlds. Okay,
Worlds.
Right,
the only game you've watched.
Anyways,
And yeah, they had a team fight, and then C9 Jensen, he overstayed after the team fight, and he got picked. You know, they picked him out.
Yeah.
So then we've got Group D, which is Aventus still looking really strong, 2-0. Fnatic also really strong, but they faced the favorite of that group, Invictus, and lost a game. So, of course, if Invictus looks strong, Fnatic doesn't look as strong if they lose to them.
Yeah.
But and then 100 Thieves gets a win off the wildcard region, so I'm not really like, they're tied for Fnatic. More like, there hasn't been enough games for me to root for you.
True.
And then, of course, G-Rex at the bottom of 0-2. So, really, there's been some upsets this week, and I'm really hoping this next upcoming week, even though it's not even over yet this week, I'm really hoping that when we go into focusing on these each individual groups, each day, that we're really starting to see some of the upsets. Like, I'd love to see Team Liquid bring it back in the second week and just go, like, tie it up to be, like, 4-4 or 3-3, I think it would be. So this way they have a chance at second seed. But that's my real hope for this. Is that it's not because I'm an NA fan, just because, you know, you send it over as the first seed, you win both splits, and then you just immediately drop, and both other NA teams have gotten a win against stronger looking opponents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have your hopes up.
But, yeah, so that's my take on Worlds. And obviously, I've been watching it more closely than the other guys. Chris has a baby and a wife.
Also,
and a life.
I don't go to bed so late that I have time to watch Worlds. And you don't anymore. But before, you were like, stay up till 5 a.m. and watch Worlds? Okay.
Go to sleep and then wake up like, 4 hours later.
Like, this is wake up for work and watch some Worlds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but then when I'm coming home, I'm watching VODs. Like, I've now been having it, like, Chris wanted me to do it, where it was playing, like, the sound was playing while we were driving.
Yeah.
So I do that, like, yesterday because I overslept enough to not be picked up by Chris, but to still get to work, which was a blessing in disguise, because if that would have been the case, I've been stuck at work for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah, we had a fire yesterday.
A fire?
Yeah.
Not anything major.
Electrical panel shorted out. It triggered the fire alarm, and there was smoke in the basement.
That's where I'm training. They were like, no, you can't be down here. So they were like, we're sending you home.
We were on limited power yesterday also. After that, we were outside for 2 hours.
And
we couldn't go, like, we couldn't go anywhere.
So, the funny thing is, this is my fourth day. So, and it was very, like, almost like one right after the other. So, in my head, I'm like, oh, because the power went out at first. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and then, like, the lights came back on and everything, but not the computers, because they weren't on the generator.
Oh, those are not, yeah. Well, yeah, upstairs it is. Everything.
But, so, I'm sitting there, like, oh, you know, it's just the fact they're just wanting to test the generators. And then the fire alarm goes off, and I'm like, maybe we're doing a fire drill. We're just testing all the systems in the building. Stand outside for about 15 minutes. Here comes the fire truck. I'm like, wouldn't they have alerted them that we're doing a test?
Yeah, they still would have showed up.
20 minutes later, here comes the second fire truck. And I'm like, I don't think this is a test.
For future reference, if they ever do a fire drill, they let you know a week in advance, and they tell you, they send an email every single day, and they go, do not panic. There's going to be a fire drill.
I know, it's like, you're in the class, and you hear it go off, and you're like, it's probably just a drill. And the your instructor is like, we're going to die!
It's funny, because you're like, they teach us, like, you're like, you're supposed to just, you know, really just grab your phone, your necessity. Chris is grabbing everything.
Yeah, so I had my bag. I forgot my jacket, but I got my bag, and I was putting laptop in there because I had it out. And my supervisor, she was like, you got to go. And I said, no, I'm putting this in my bag. She was like, you got to go, Chris. And I was like, I'm not leaving this here.
I did that,
and I had my bag. And other coworkers were like, I wish I did that because I forgot my purse and my phone and my keys.
Yeah.
And then we have someone that's pregnant on our team. And she was like, I forgot my snacks.
The real problems. So, I forget stuff. But it's funny because we got outside and Nate, who's our teacher, is holding a drink. And we're like, oh, I wish we would have done that. And he's like, it was just in my hand when it was going off. Like, technically, I wasn't supposed to be, like, taking this with me.
Yeah, but it was just in my hand.
So, yeah, and then I get let loose. And then if I would have... been with Chris. Been there. I would have been there for 3 hours. Luckily, I overslept. Not a word you'll hear, or not a line you'll hear me say often.
You only overslept like 10 minutes. Yeah, because like after, like,
and he was like, "You could have just told me to come back." No, I'm going to take responsibility for this. I overslept. You need to get to work. I'll get to work on my own.
Yeah. That's the responsible thing to do.
Which, thank God, because I'm not being at that work. Unlimited power, because I bet you the break room ain't going to have that TV on like it did last time.
Oh, no.
So I was like, thank goodness. And then now I don't even know if I'm going to be at that building today.
Yeah.
Which is going to be real
fun. Also, what's another thing they should be thankful of? Anthony.
Our sponsor.
Oh, really?
Am I right?
Yeah, you are right.
So, our sponsor today is Over the Moon Shirts, and they offer incredibly soft tees with unique designs. So, you can get a comfortable t-shirt just like the ones I'm talking about today with a 22% discount on every item and use the promo code SIDEQUEST in checkout. And they've got shirts that can express any mood. If you're like feeling like you're a pizza, you're Cthulhu, maybe you're a cat in space today. You never know these days. And just head over to overthemoonshirts.com with promo code SIDEQUEST to get 22% off. Now that's SIDEQUEST with no spaces to get 22% off at checkout today.
Can I just say real quick? In the script, it says overthemoonshirts.com.
What? Where does it say that?
Shirts.
Hey,
the R and the I are switched.
Luckily for you guys, I'm dyslexic.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, and I'm dyslexic, so that's probably why it was typed like that. So I'm going to fix that.
It's your favorite time of day.
Guess what? It's my favorite time of the day.
It's your favorite time of the day.
It's Small Bit. All right.
It's like a reality TV show now.
Today I do the side effects.
No. Today I do the side effects.
Side effects.
Well, I was really, it was really funny because he was reading the.
And it just says Small Bit.
The ad, and I really wanted it to cut in like while he was like, use the promo code SIDEQUEST.
SIDEQUEST.
All right, so you know it. We've only done this one time, but this is Small Bits, and we have a topic. No one knows what the topic is.
Cyberpunk 2077!
Yeah, we're not gonna use that. I was thinking of one. What was I gonna...
And then Anthony talking made your brain cell.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like...
Alright, so
I should
actually
save the small bit that I did for PlayStation for that.
Well, okay, so we'll do this. You got a minute and 30 seconds, all three of you gotta talk.
You get 30
At
seconds.
At the same time?
No. Please.
So, we're going to be talking about Cyberpunk 2077. And what do you want in it? What are you excited about it? And do you want it?
Well,
yep.
Personally, I really want it. I like CD Projekt Red. They make a lot of good games, like Witcher 3, Witcher 2, Witcher 1.
I was trying to go first, because I was going to be like, I haven't actually paid that much attention to it. I'm not really sure right now. And you guys speak. So then he cuts in, and now I'm like,
I only just recently started actually watching the development of the game, but I'm pretty
excited. Reminds me of, like, the one thing that we I saw is, why am I talking?
What do you mean, why are you talking? Oh wait, am I supposed to be talking?
Yes. And minute 30. It's like minute 30. Seth hasn't even talked.
Seth, better hurry. It's supposed to be over.
The only thing that I can really say, because I've not seen anything about it, is I'm excited for a cyberpunk game that isn't gonna be Deus Ex. Feels like the only real cyberpunk game that we've gotten in recent years.
That's a fair adjustment. So I would use that.
Better hurry. The music gets faster.
Oh man. Oh gosh. Okay. Well. Anyways, I'm just really hyped for the game. I really don't have much to talk about it today. I just wanted to get it out there, say, hey, Anthony likes this game, he wants it. He really wants it. He will spend the $80 if that's what they ask for.
I will say, it does look like they've actually hired on the help of another studio to help with getting a multiplayer stuff set up. It literally does not matter. But that'll be cool. I'm excited for a multiplayer Cyberpunk game.
Alright,
that is
awesome.
Music
children.
Is
it really?
Dude, so there's
no way.
Music
still got it. That's just like
Michael was about to say something, and it's just
No, Michael.
So our next bit is actually going to be
We're gonna do the update on Telltale from our last episode.
Oh, see, what?
If you,
what? What about wrong music!
What about the other
script? That's not in the script.
That's the right way.
We're not talking about Telltale. Sorry, you have the other music playing.
We're gonna talk about Telltale, and it's just gonna be Borderlands works. Unless it was something technically...
No, it's Borderlands 2 is launching a VR.
Telltale did Tales from the Borderlands, so it still works.
Okay,
so
By the way, we're talking to Borderlands.
That'd be a great way to, like, segue. That's the word. It's a segue.
I
learned your transitions.
I was just going to say, I wanted to move on to Telltale because I didn't know if we were going to have enough time at the end of it.
Oh, yeah, we have time.
I didn't know.
We're just gonna, as of doing this right now,
like I'm looking at the time, I work in 50 minutes. And I'm
And it takes 50 to get there. So all I'm gonna say is
we're just gonna run through Borderlands 2. Because these last two things are, it's not gonna take us more than 50.
They're both pretty small things.
I don't know this much about it.
Script said, good topic for us since we all enjoyed the series.
It's true. We've all played Borderlands.
Okay,
ever finished it.
We never finished it.
We usually play for like 2 hours. Like, well, that was fun, guys. We'll do it tomorrow.
So I think we get to the first city, and then that's it.
We're
like, that was really fun. We'll play that tomorrow. And then we play it again in about a year. And then it's like, that was fun, guys. We'll do that tomorrow. And we play in a year.
So I want to piggyback onto that statement. The very first time we tried to do it, it was about a year or two ago, and we were going to want to record it. And so Anthony saw that character from then, and I was like, no, just delete it. We'll just start fresh. You know, you won't even need that character. And he's like, well, maybe I'll play it on my own time. Have you played it on your own time?
I played in that character by myself once for about an hour and a half, and I was like, I'm kind of bored. I'm going to go play something else.
Exactly.
The commercial for this literally says virtually multiple times, and it gets to the point where you're like, okay, I get it, it's VR. But you can do the original 4 playable characters with some additions to the upgrades.
Wait, I know Seth, hold on, can I just say this?
Yeah.
I know Seth wrote this script. The third bullet also has a bullet time mechanic called BAMF, or BA Mega Fun Time. Basically slowing down time to allow the...
No, yeah.
No, let me finish. Because the next part of it really does... To allow the player to make cool shots and stuff.
And stuff. Thanks, Seth.
I was like, yeah, Seth wrote this one.
Okay,
fair point. He actually read out the actual thing, and I changed it just to make sure that no one was going to say it. But I think we all can guess what BA means.
If you can't, go back to third grade.
No, if you can't, then...
Then you're not
in
third grade, yeah. Seth.
But
it stands for
banana
aardvark.
No, banana animal.
Banana aardvark.
Banana animal
megafauna.
It's
delicious.
Basically slowing down the time to allow the player to make some cool shots and stuff.
It's Bogno Academia.
So I just think of it as Fallout. Like the Fallout slow.
Kind of like VATS.
Yeah, VATS.
In Fallout 4, they changed it for Fallout 4 because it used to be it actually stopped time. Mm-hmm. But in Fallout 4, it does just
slow down time.
Yeah. Which I actually...
Yeah, because I've seen scenes where a monster will come up and you use VATS and you're turning around and it's coming at
them. Oh, I've seen some of those. It's like, it's a death claw charging at them. It's like...
And he turned around.
And it's like that moment before someone dies. You're like, that's literally all it does now. It's like, now I get to watch me die in slow-mo.
No, you know what I was thinking about? I was on Reddit and I saw someone was killing a death claw and he took a nuke to it and it still survived.
Yeah,
it was coming after.
Those things, like, so Fallout 4 actually starts out where you kill a death claw, which is completely different from all the other ones.
Yeah.
It makes the death claws seem a lot weaker than they are. Because you get...
I think they do that on purpose.
Power
it's like,
armor,
I could kill this.
And a Gatling gun. Uh-huh. In the beginning sequence of the game, and you power through it, and when it takes, you kill it pretty quick. And so you feel like, oh, I could kill a Deathclaw, and then you come across the, this is like school witchcraft place, it's a museum.
Yeah.
And there is a legendary Deathclaw, and you go over there, and I had to use so much buff out, psycho, stim packs, and I used everything in my inventory to kill that thing. And I was like level 40.
Oh my goodness.
And just say, I love the fact that you're like, we're going to breeze through. Like,
You made the mistake of talking about
Okay, there's not that much that we have to talk about Borderlands 2. It's Borderlands 2. There's no multiplayer. It's in VR, just like everything else. But it's PlayStation VR.
Period. We're going to breeze through Borderlands 2, barely talk about it. Hey, we're talking about Fallout.
Like, yeah, that's not breeze through Borderlands and moved on to Fallout, a clearly superior game.
Yeah. But speaking of Borderlands, this is a better segment than what Michael was trying
Segway.
To do earlier.
Segway.
Whatever. Whatever.
Segway.
It's a better segment than Borderlands 2, yes.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Well,
we have good news! Good news!
Good tidings,
everyone!
Good news is that there's an update on Telltale.
Yeah!
Good news.
Skybound Games. I've actually heard it. What games do they do?
You do your thing. I got it.
Okay, just while he's bringing that up, so Skybound Games has announced that they will be picking up the rights to Telltale's
games. Skybound Games games.
They'll be picking up the rights to Telltale's Walking Dead final season. So they're actually going to finish up all 5 episodes of the season. So that way we get to actually see the rest of Clementine's story.
Awesome.
Which, I don't know about you, but that makes me really happy.
I'm the name of a horse in My Little Pony.
Oxenfree. Oh my god, guys, that's how we know them. They did Super Fight.
Did they really?
Oh,
yeah. Super Fight. And they did The Escapists.
Oh, okay. I didn't like The Escapists, but that's still
then, yeah.
See, all of us here are like doing a different one. Like, I'm pretty sure. Anthony or Seth are like, ooh, The Escapist.
No, you Chris said Oxenfree. Like, that's what got me.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You got me on Oxenfree. Chris is like, Super Fight!
Yeah.
And I've played The Escapist, and I didn't like it, personally.
Did they also did The Road to Survival? Is that what that says?
Yeah.
Walking Dead, Road to Survival?
I'm pretty sure that's what they're picking up.
I don't know why. I'm
though, that along with...
No, it says... Yeah, it says Telltale is the Walking Dead.
I think
Dead.
That's the app that's on mobile devices.
Okay.
Okay.
But they are picking it up. And they're working with former members of Telltale's team to order to finish the game.
The ones that they were like, you're good.
As it originally is intended to be completed, is that correct?
Yep, that's everything I heard. And
so what about Minecraft Story?
Not bad.
That actually got, I saw the tweet of
Telltale that. Telltale has been laying off a lot of people, and that now includes the team that was working on Minecraft Story Mode.
Minecraft Story Mode? Because
I don't know.
I saw the tweet that they were working with Netflix. They were doing some shit. They were doing a... I gotta find that tweet. I saw it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't use Twitter.
But I'm actually not upset by that because while it's cool to have a story for Minecraft, I feel like they should have just given Minecraft a story.
I was like sitting here going, where's the music? I didn't play anything.
I was like, is that a plane?
Right? Plane in the distance? I thought it was a man at first. I thought it was
the raptor. I'm like, peace, guys.
What do you mean, peace? I'm going with you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
We know the truth,
Anthony. Chris is ascending to heaven and just kicking Anthony down. Give back, peace.
It's kind of like, and this is the end when he finally gets to go to heaven. He's like, and then all of a sudden he just drops back down and like a demon eats him.
So,
I know what you're doing. You're looking at my sky guy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this looks really cool. Can I see the sky? And like what it would look like if it was at night right now? And all of a sudden it's like, you know, it's not very loud at first. Later it was like Chris's laptop fan or something like that. I didn't know if it has a fan.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, I'm on my phone. I can actually...
Sorry, I have attention...
As a cool feature, I know we only do video games, but with Siri now, I can actually go and say... I can point right here. Siri, what star is that?
It's the roof, Chris.
It's Pollux.
Oh, it's nothing visible. Okay.
I can't see nothing through walls, Chris.
Yes, I can.
What star is that? The roof.
The roof. The roof. I would love it if Siri went, the roof.
That's Caster, yo.
So like, I have ADHD, so I couldn't stand and like do this in a woo.
But yeah, sadly, Minecraft Story Mode is going to be not a thing because the skeleton crew that was working on it has been
laid off. One thing that's actually interesting talking about a story kind of thing for Minecraft at Minecon Earth this year, I was thinking it was like just last week, they announced a new game coming out called Minecraft Dungeons that is literally a Minecraft dungeon crawler.
Pretty sure you said this last time.
Did I?
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
Oh, well, Anthony's
learning. You can tune into the last episode.
I'm working on it.
All these other podcasts.
It's an hour and a half, and I'm not quite the
hour and a half. Hour, hour 17. 17 minutes and 1 second.
Hour
I know.
17. I'm sorry. I messed up. But I haven't finished listening to it yet. I was like, maybe I should listen to that before this.
Well.
And I didn't.
This is probably a good time to end because.
Yeah, okay, but. Bye!
Well, because he's mentioning it's long, so I'm just thinking, hey, we're at 55 minutes. Might as well end it now.
All right, guys.
Hour.
So,
we need an hour.
I'm going to take it over. I'm going to take over from here. So, thank you guys so much for listening here with us and talking about the PlayStation Worlds. Worlds will be, I'm pretty sure, like every week until they're done. And we'll, like, as it starts to get closer and closer to the fewer. Teams. We'll probably have a lot more to say about each individual team and also the individual players and those teams.
Plus, we'll actually do research on it.
I am doing research on it. You're not doing
it. I said me.
Yeah, we can also include me. Like all the one.
You already are.
We are sitting at this table. Yeah. You know.
I don't like it when you guys play.
So, thank you for talking. Staying here and listening to four idiots talk about video games.
I'm sorry. I know this is sidetracking, but I just love seeing Anthony over here with my iPad, just looking Google.
Look at your
stars.
I'm going to reiterate my last point. Thank you for listening to Four Idiots Talking About Video Games.
I thought it was called SideQuest, not Four Idiots.
Yeah. I mean, same thing.
I have used the promo code Four Idiots.
Today's episode of the podcast is sponsored by Anthony. Use this promo code Four Idiots to get absolutely nothing.
But. Yes, thank you for listening to us today. We really appreciate it.
We really do.
Again, you can find us on, like, it's a little late for Spotify. There's Anchor, there's iTunes.
So, Anchor is immediately. Once I post this, it'll be in the next couple of minutes. But, then Pocket Cast will be later today, and then Spotify will be tomorrow. But, if you can support our poor little booties.
Especially
my booty.
I make the least in this room. Support me.
You can donate us with a small donation. I mean, you can even donate $1.
You can donate 5 cents.
Trust me.
No, you can't.
But yes. Donate wherever you can. We appreciate any number from high to small. Like, we don't complain. But that has been that. That's it for us today.
I'll say the Panera Bread thing. Always appreciated, never expected.
All right. Well, I hope you guys.
That's it for us today. Goodbye. Tune in next time to see if Anthony's there.
Hence, he's not!